This is KCUR 89.3. Today is Inauguration Day, of course, but not all activity is in Washington. Here in Kansas City, the rock band Chris Meck and the Guilty Birds are releasing a new song. Meck has long been a guitar player in area bands, but after his wife and musical partner Abigail Henderson died, Meck started his own band, and last year they released an album about love and death. This new song is about politics. And even though they're releasing it on Inauguration Day, Meck told KCUR that he wrote it before the election.
I was running errands and listening to the radio in the car, and it was just sort of song after song of just sort of bland, vaguely happy stuff. You know, it's like synth pop bands that sound like it's 1984 and they're the Thompson Twins, only their song's not very good. And, you know, a little sensitive acoustic songwriter guy that, and literally the chorus was something about butterflies. And it occurred to me that, you know, I don't know why these kids aren't angry. Their futures were bought and sold by their parents and grandparents, and they're not angry. You know, where's the MC5? Where's Bob Dylan? Not 75-year-old Bob Dylan, but where's the 22-year-old Bob Dylan? So I wrote an angry song.
Say a prayer for the soul of a fractured nation. A house divided, split by lies and manipulation.
I just wrote a very simple minor key, crunchy guitar riff that's just sort of very repetitive and driving. And then out of that, I just came up with a equally insistent and repetitive sort of rhyme scheme where every single line is a rhyme.
A black republic in the service of the corporation. Lit high and dry by the legislated exploitation.
I really didn't want it to be necessarily artful or flowery in any way. I really just wanted to be as direct and straightforward as possible, and then do it very loud and very hard.
Can't drink the water on account of the contamination. It's but the oil on the soil of the reservation.
Calandra Scardo plays bass and sings harmony, and then Michelle Bacon plays drums and sings harmony. Girls really like the rock stuff. They're a lot of times less excited when it's like some sort of like tender ballad sort of thing. They like to turn it up and rock, so they loved it.
Pay thugs, shoot slugs into the demonstration.
I guess because there were a lot of different things I wanted to touch on, it almost kind of has to be like soundbite, because there are a lot of things that I thought were worthy of mention. And I'm probably not going to write a whole record full of political songs about each separate issue something that bothers me. I mean, maybe, but probably not. I kind of just wanted to kind of spew it all out in my one little 3-minute block and then get on with my life. I'm certainly not afraid of being political or having a political statement. I kind of think that's part of your job as an artist to comment and reflect things that are going on around you. I'm not very optimistic. We've kind of taken this thing in such a direction that I kind of think that like maybe the best case scenario for the next 4 years is going to be that we don't nuke anybody and nobody nukes us, and then maybe we get some good rock and roll out of it.
That was Chris Meck of Chris Meck and the Guilty Birds in a story produced by KCUR's CJ Janovy. You can watch the video of their new song, Destination Revolution, at kcur.org/arts.